Hey, you're listening to the Treehouse Storyteller. Meet me in the treehouse for God-shaped storytelling. Treehouse Storyteller is where we can come together as messy parents seeking Jesus together and raising kids to love him too. If you aren't scared of addressing cultural issues head on and finding a deeper understanding of the biblical worldview to share with your children, then you've come to the right place. I'm not afraid to be transparent and tell all of the juicy details. Our children are being chased by the world, and it is our job to be well-equipped and know not only how to lead our flock, but successfully send our arrows out into the world one day to build the kingdom. So snuggle up by the fire or soak up the sunshine with those earbuds in and meet me in the treehouse for some biblical storytelling. You guys, there's some really cool stuff going on in the treehouse lately. I have a little news flash. If you didn't see on Instagram or our Facebook page, Treehouse Storyteller was featured in the FeedSpot Top 10 Colorado Family Podcast. It actually came out at number 6. Guys, that was a huge surprise to me. I was not looking for that. I just got a happy email in my inbox and I was blown away. So that is all thanks to all of you. Anyone that is listening, subscribing, sharing, all of the things. Make sure you continue to leave reviews. That really helps a lot. Guys, I want to make sure this is not about me. This is about spreading the kingdom. And there are only so many parenting podcasts that are willing to speak bold truths and put their neck out on the line. And I am trying my darnest to continue to do that for you guys. So thank you so much. Thanks for celebrating that fun thing with me today. So I wanted to tell you a story. Really cool thing I got to do this weekend. I went to a writer's retreat. Guys, if you have never been to a retreat of any kind, I mean, there's church retreats, there's all sorts of retreats. Hands down, this is one of the best retreats I think I've ever been on. And honestly, I think it was because of the low-key lack of programming that was happening. This retreat was literally a time to have time and a time to be still and a time to think and to write and to explore creative thoughts in a setting that was unique, away from home. And I just am so thankful that I had the opportunity to do this with my writers group. And after doing that, I really got to thinking, knowing one of my tasks at our weekend was me sitting there thinking, you know, I really need to write my next solo episode. For those of you behind the scenes, I just have to kind of give you a little bit of insight into my process. So when I do a solo episode, and also when I do an interview, I tend to kind of sketch out an outline. I don't go off of a teleprompter. I don't have an entire script laid out, but I have certain questions, certain keywords I want to make sure and use because I like the way the words are. I like words. I like forming good sentences, but I don't always have that right in front of me. And this weekend, I had several things on my list of things to do. And one of them was to write my solo episode, the one you're listening to right now. And I'm like, gosh, I just am not sure that I have a direction. And actually, it fell off my plate. I completely avoided it. I didn't touch it. I'll be honest, I worked on it 0% of the time. However, today, Monday, I woke up and I was just reflecting on the time that I got to be away. And I realized something. Oh my word, I need to talk to us mamas about rest. Guys, the crazy thing is that at this retreat, I found myself so incredibly youthful and giddy and the life of the party and like the Hannah that I used to know back in college, right? Like minus the shenanigans. So maybe a few shenanigans. But anyways, so I really, really noticed while I was away without kids, without my husband, without my household of responsibilities, without the animals, without all the messes, all the dishes, all the things, you guys, I realized that without all of that going on, I was light as air. I seriously felt free as a bird. Now, that's going to sound really bad. I don't mean that in a way that is against my family. But when it was just me, myself, and I realized how much I needed that time. I really, truly needed that time to breathe for a second. And guys, I'm so much lighter now that I'm back home, now that I had that opportunity to get away. And I honestly don't think I've had that experience since, I actually can tell you for sure, it was 2018 was the last time I took a solo trip. So it's just really crazy. I take that back. There was one other weekend I went to my parents solo last year. But guys, I don't take trips by myself often. I usually have my babies in tow. I usually have my husband there, and we're juggling all of the things and packing all of the stuff and doing the whole agenda. So my point of telling you all of this is that it really, really got me thinking about the Sabbath and how much we have steered away from this concept. Not even of the Sabbath. I mean, the Sabbath came with all of the law and all of the rules, and I'm not even talking to that extent of rest. I'm just talking about we as a culture have gotten so far away from just resting, period. I remember growing up, we would have a Sunday, and our Sunday, we would go to church. We would go to the Hacienda Mexican restaurant that was amazing. We'd stuff our bellies, probably not the most wise thing to do, not really suggesting you do that one. But we would walk away from it just so full and content and filled with the time of fellowship at church, filled with the word, go home, sit on the couch, relax, take a nap. I mean, we did watch movies, watch football, like whatever the thing was that we're doing. And that was our Sunday. We really had no agenda and we really had very minimal responsibilities. And I don't know what your life and your schedule looks like exactly. However, I'm guessing your family looks a little bit like my family right now. And it's hard to find even 5 minutes to sit still. Guys, my kids want to play games with me. They want to play chess, which is, I mean, that can be like a 45-minute task. They want me to be in their play. They want to put on a production. They want me to teach them how to watercolor. Like all of these things are more time-consuming activities. And I have been so completely convicted that I have to take the time to sit down. And I think especially as a homeschool mom, I think that I'm just always with them. But they, in their little hearts, their little spirits, they need more. They need mama to look them in the eyes and have actual quality time, not just side-by-side time, but quality time. So I don't know if you're aware of kind of the FaceTime. I don't mean a call on your Apple phone, but I mean face-to-face time that you spend with someone versus side-by-side time. Now, a spouse, let's take a husband, for instance, usually is pretty content. Statistically, the male is pretty good at just enjoying side-by-side time. And he's like, hey, we spent time together. And you're like, no, actually, we just sat on the couch together while you watched a show that I didn't care about. And I kind of, you know, went through Pinterest on my phone. Maybe that's familiar. I don't know. But face-to-face time is when my husband is looking at me in my eyes and we're actually have a conversation going back and forth and talking about something and making grounds and understanding each other's heart and perspective and communicating through a deeper level concept or topic. Or maybe it's something that we really need to make a decision on and we're sitting there really wrestling through it and trying to figure it out and praying about it or reading our Bible together. Like those are all like in your face, face to face things to do. And then there are side-by-side things where we're sitting next to each other and kind of doing a similar task. Maybe he's on his computer, I'm on mine. Maybe we're both reading. Maybe we're both doing our morning Bible study side-by-side. And so it definitely feels like we have spent some time together doing the thing and moving forward together as a unit. But it is different than face-to-face time. And our kids need our face-to-face. Just like, you ready for this? We need and God needs our face-to-face time. We should be in the kind of relationship with the Lord where we are constantly, continually having side-by-side walking with the Lord time. But it is crucial that we have face-to-face time with our Father, that we have time where we are looking into His heart and He is speaking into ours, and it is an intimate amount of time. And guys, I think in the fast-paced culture that we live in, it's very rare to find that kind of time to really push in to the Lord and feel like you have rested in front of Him, pursuing Him and listening to what His heart has to say to ours. Guys, I'm so thankful for the time that I got to refresh and rest this weekend. Oh my goodness, heaven forbid we ever slow down and set priorities towards the calm, quiet, and stillness. Guys, the Lord gives us so many scriptures relating to this very topic. In fact, I looked it up for you. The Bible mentions the word rest. Do you want to guess how many times? 257 times. God clearly knows the weariness of this earthly life. He knows our burdens become heavy. He tells us in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Guys, God is a God of rest. He is not a God of striving and works. He would so much rather we rest in His presence than work our tails off on our own without Him. We are called to communion with Him. We are also called to be part of the body of Christ in the church. So we're not alone, guys. We're a whole body of all different parts. And I always kind of jokingly say this, but we're not just like the hands and feet. But there's some people that are like the toenail. And that always makes me laugh at myself. But I mean, really, like there's the person doing the thing, like cleaning the toilet. Like they're like totally the toenail that they don't get the recognition. But what they're doing is so important for the body. And what we are doing in our family is so important for the body. And I think just like we know in our minds, we've been filled with so much take care of yourself, self-care, all those kinds of concepts. If we don't take care of ourselves, if we don't rest with the Father, if we don't get right before the Lord, if we don't allow ourselves time for our cup to be filled to the brim, that it is pouring over, then are we any good to the body? And that's a terrible way of saying it. But guys, like we are so important as mothers, and for our dads listening, especially as fathers. I have an episode coming up that is going to be so crucial for the dads to listen to. I'm really excited for that. But guys, us as parents, we are so vital in our family unit. And so we have to take time, not talking about going to the nail salon and getting our roots done and getting massages. I mean, do those, they're great. But I am talking about soul care. Get your soul in front of the Father and let Him rejuvenate your spirit. Guys, I want to come near to the Father and let Him take away my weariness and take away my burdens. I want to put that at the foot of the cross, and I want to take His yoke. Guys, if you don't know what a yoke looks like, it's like this giant thing that goes on the oxen that like one side wraps around one ox's neck and the other side, it's like a two-sided like hook thing where where like one is holding it on their around their neck and the other one is holding around their neck. So it's meant for two to go forward, and they can be controlled by that yoke, and it's keeping them in unison. But also, if there is a stronger ox on one side and a weaker ox on the other, the stronger one's going to carry more of the load. He's going to carry more of the weight. He's going to pull more of the burden. Guys, this is exactly what Jesus meant, that his yoke is light. So it is so light for us, because when we are yoked together in unison, paired up with Jesus, he is the strong one. He is carrying it. And if we are trying to carry it on our own, it's not going to work so well. It's going to get so heavy. We're going to fall. We're going to stop. We're going to give up. We're going to be sweating and complaining and stressed out. But if we give God ourselves, if we surrender to him, and if we say, hey, your yoke is so awesome, I want you to help me carry this. And if we yoke with him, he's promised that his yoke is light and that we will find rest for our souls. I just find this so encouraging. I find just knowing that we have a father that doesn't want to slave drive us. We have a master that wants us to find rest in him. That is the opposite to any other master, servant, hierarchy relationship. That is the complete opposite of anything else we see in this world. But our Father, our Lord, our Master, our Creator, he wants to bring us rest. He wants to care for us. He wants to carry our weight. He wants to carry your burden today. So guys, I'm going to cut this episode a little bit shorter today than normal, and I want you to take the additional time to just rest. I want to encourage you to put on some praise music after this. I've been listening to a couple really good playlists, and I think I'm going to post one of those in the show notes. One of them is called Christian Folk, F-O-L-K, and the other one is called Free Spirit, Apple Christian. Guys, those are both really, really awesome playlists, and they go on and on for a really long time. And when I was sick a month or so ago, I think it was a couple months now, I just laid in bed and listened to those. And they just really, really spoke to my heart and gave me rest when I really, really felt like I couldn't rest. So guys, I want to encourage you with that today. Look up scriptures about rest. There are only 257 of them. So you hopefully can find a couple favorites in the mix. Put one of those to memory and just ask God how he wants you to find rest this week. And even if that's for 10 minutes a day, I just pray that you can prioritize that in your schedule, that you can just pursue the Lord in a place of quiet, where you can listen and hear him and allow him to speak to you and allow him to give you that one-on-one, face-to-face, intimate communion with him. Guys, I just am so thankful for the week that we are in right now as Holy Week, and I'm so thankful for Easter and just the excitement that we as Christians have. And he has already completely ascended into heaven, and he has been resurrected, and he is no longer in that tomb, but just going through the motions and remembering what he's done for us and what he did on the cross for us. That deserves some time of reflection, don't you think? All right, guys, you guys have a blessed week. Make sure you subscribe, leave us a review so we can keep doing this for you and get it out to the multitudes. I just love knowing that podcasts and different resources like social media, as ugly as they can be at times, they also can be a very useful tool. And I'm just really thankful for the opportunity that technology has given to us believers that we can spread the gospel further to the kingdom. God bless you guys. Have a great week. Wait, before you go, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and follow us on Facebook or Instagram at The Treehouse Storyteller so we can stay connected. Head on over to thetreehousestoryteller.com for more products, artwork, photography, and encouragement. See you next time.